Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 6, Christ as the Word of God. Friday, Related Verses. John 1:32. And John testified, saying, I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he abode upon him. John 1:42. He led him to Jesus. Looking at him, Jesus said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is interpreted Peter. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 1 John 2:20-27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Philippians 4:4-6-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Related Reading. In his becoming the Spirit for life-giving and transforming, Christ speaks to us further how God carries out his economy organically by his divine life for his divine purpose according to his heart's desire. John 1 first speaks of Christ as the Word. Then it reveals that this Word speaks for God through his creation. Then he speaks further for God through his incarnation and in his being the Lamb. The fourth great event in the history of the universe, through which Christ as the Word speaks, is his becoming the Spirit. John 1:32 says, John testified, saying, I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he abode upon him. This is the Spirit descending as a dove upon the Lamb. Christ was the Lamb. Then he became the dove, the Spirit. Christ is revealed in John 1 in his becoming the Spirit for the transformation of God's redeemed people into stones, for the building of God's house, organically for the New Testament. We need to be not only redeemed, but also transformed. If we were merely redeemed, we would still remain men. In order to become like God, we need transformation. The first step of transformation is to regenerate, to remake us. Even though we were made in the image of God and according to the likeness of God, we still do not have anything real of God in us until we are regenerated. We need to be regenerated to begin our transformation into stones for God's spiritual building, his house. The house of God, Bethel, first is the church, then the body of Christ, and consummately the new Jerusalem. The Greek prefix anti has two main meanings. First, it means against. Second, it means in place of, or instead of. This indicates that an antichrist is against Christ and also replaces Christ with something else. To be an antichrist is, on the one hand, to be against Christ. On the other hand, it is also to have something instead of Christ, something that replaces Christ. By this, we see that the principle of antichrist involves denying what Christ is. This is to be antichrist, against Christ. Of course, whenever someone denies what Christ is, automatically that person will replace Christ with something else. Hence, an antichrist is both against Christ and is one who replaces Christ. We may use the modernists as an illustration of denying Christ and replacing Christ. Modernists deny that Christ is the Redeemer. Instead, they claim that Christ was persecuted for his teachings and was put to death because of his teachings and died on the cross as a martyr. It is clear that modernists deny that Christ is the Redeemer who died on the cross for our sins. First, they deny this aspect of Christ's person. Then they go on to replace the Redeemer with a martyr. In this way, they have a martyr in place of the Redeemer. This is to have something instead of Christ as the result of denying what Christ is. We must be careful never to deny anything of what Christ is. We should never deny any part, aspect, or item of Christ's person. To deny any aspect of Christ's person is to practice the principle of Antichrist. Some who hear this may say, "I certainly am not an Antichrist, for I am not against Christ." One may not be against Christ or deny Christ consciously, but unconsciously we may deny some aspect of Christ's person and then replace this aspect with something else.